Well, they flicker and glow and fly about looking for sex. Not Hollywood's younger set. We're talking fireflies. Maybe you've noticed there seems to be more around this summer. There are reports joggers are having to swat them away. Stephen Luke is a graduate student in Guelph who's published a paper on more than 20 varieties of the showy bugs. We've reached him, appropriately I thought, in the insect lab at the University of Guelph. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
We're hearing about this jump in the firefly population this summer. Does anybody know what's going on?
Not quite, actually. What we have primarily is anecdotal evidence. In other words, it seems that these observations, they have not really been substantiated by a lot of hard data, not really backed by research. However, since fireflies, they favor mild and moist conditions, and they have a life cycle that spans from one summer and continues into the next. Given the recent weather trends, including what we've had was a rather warm winter and a wet spring, and that may enhance firefly survival, and that results in what is then perceived as an increase in these firefly numbers.
I mentioned that this light show is really about sex. Can you tell me who's doing what and to whom?
Well, what happens with fireflies signaling is that there's a species-specific signal that males broadcast, and it's different. It varies from species to species in the duration and the arrangement of flashes. The males will fly about and broadcast their signals, and when the female detects the appropriate sequence of signals from a broadcasting male, she responds with the same or similar signal and signals in the male.
It's fascinating to me, but there's one species that does it differently, the Pennsylvania firefly. Can you tell us about
that one? Yeah, this is one of the few fireflies that we have that actually has a common name. The female, it feeds on the male of another glowing species of firefly, not only to obtain a source of protein, but in order to sequester defensive toxins that are carried by many species of fireflies. What the female would do is she will copy the flash signal of the female of another firefly species, and when a male of that species is lured in, thinking that he has found a potential mate, he is dispatched by the more powerful and larger Pennsylvania firefly.
So she eats him?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Stephen, you're one of the few people in Ontario who's spent any time at all researching fireflies. What is it about them that fascinates you?
Well, they are a charismatic group of insects that many people are familiar with. However, their taxonomy, or their classification, rather, is quite convoluted, and they're actually, while easy to recognize from the outset, they're very difficult to identify in terms of the species. And we have many of them in Ontario. We have 23 species of fireflies, and 16 of these are able to glow, but very few people are able to identify what species we actually have around.
Well, Stephen, I know I, as a girl, used to run around capturing them in jars, but now I know a little bit more about them. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge about them.
You're welcome.
Stephen Luke is a graduate student at the University of Guelph. He did his undergrad on fireflies, one of Ontario's little summer miracles. You can download a podcast of all our call-ins that you hear today on the show, cbc.ca/OntarioToday.